Learning the lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for greatest of all time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council. U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for greatest of all time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Thomas. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Palm Beach Cardinals MILB Radio Network. We were experiencing just a few technical difficulties, but I think we've got it worked out, and we are ready to watch some baseball here as I tell you about it. So far, we are in the top of the second inning. Up the bat is Omar Martinez coming in with a 228 batting average on the mound for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Is Max Rogic. Who is so far pitching a no-hitter here in this top of the second inning. We do have a runner on base representing the Tampa Tarpons. Brenny Escanio is on first base, leaning towards second as Martinez takes a hard chop at Rogic's latest pitch. It's a little inside. He couldn't get the bat around on it. Next pitch. Oh, it's wild. It got past the first baseman. He was trying to check. Escanio, and another errant throw is going to score Escanio. Two errant throws here. First over to Yeager, couldn't handle the throw, and then over to Curiel, who also couldn't handle that throw, and Escanio is in for the score. Of course, it's going to be an error against the Cardinals, and we'll check to see exactly who's going to get that one. Next up the bat, Omar Martinez. Oh, well, actually, he's still at bat. Excuse me. Oh, hard swing is going to end up dropping into right center field, being tracked down by Rotondo as Martinez rounds first, stand-up double. And the Beach Birds are going to have to try to recuperate. A lot of action here in this top of the second inning. In the batter's box, a lefty, Taylor Aguilar. Two home runs so far in the season, 9 RBIs. Looks at the first pitch. Good eye, I suppose, a called ball. We've got one out, one on, runner in scoring position for the Tampa Tarpons as Aguilar checks to see what Rogic is throwing.
Number 23, Taylor Aguilar.
That last pitch in the dirt. I'm going to have a meeting at the mound. Bernal's going to come out and have a conversation with him and say, hey, you know, it's all good. You got good stuff, buddy. Keep it calm. Keep it loose. Check my signals and we got your back. Aguilar reapproaches. Bat on shoulder. Here's the kick and the pitch. Swings hard. Pops straight up over in the left foul area, and yes, what an acrobatic catch by Curiel. He got a little too far underneath it, had to reach back for it, but good concentration. And we have our second out of the inning. Jesus Rodriguez at bat, 238 batting average. He's staring down Rogic. Rogic takes a runner, pitches, pops straight up and back, foul, just over our heads here in the broadcast booth. As we settle in for a nice afternoon of baseball, the Palm Beach Cardinals are down one game and they're trying to even up the series. Tampa Tarpons have won 3, Palm Beach Cardinals won 2. If they can go ahead and get this win, they'll even up the series at 3-3. Cardinals coming in at 26-18, still sitting atop the Florida State League East, just two games ahead of the Jupiter Hammerheads, the other home team, on this bright, beautiful Chamber of Commerce day. Roderick delivers another pitch, perhaps not liking how close Rodriguez is standing to the plate, because that was it wasn't chin music, but it certainly would have played off the chest had he not taken a step back. Fastball right down the pike, 93 miles per hour. We have ourselves a full count with two outs and a runner on second. Let's see if Roger can pitch his way out of this inning. And swung hard by Rodriguez. He sends it out into right center, but it is striked down by Cho. By Cho, who always seems to bring the show. And with that, we'll get ready for the bottom of the second as the Palm Beach Cardinals come up to bat. We'll have the lineup ready for you when we return.
To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Here's that song again.
For the 100th time today.
Here's that song again.
It's gonna be stuck in your head all day.
Yay!
Here's that song again.
It will make you cray cray.
You love your kids enough to watch that TV show a bajillion times.
Yay!
Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat for their age and size. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show him you love him. Keep him safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Protect her home. And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We are here at the bottom of the second inning. Your Beach Birds are at bat. Leonardo Bernal, standing tall, lefty. Lefty standing tall in the batter's box.
She'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn others.
Just took a
your home and family before a natural
took the third ball. Three balls, zero strikes. As we sit here in the broadcast booth, I am Daryl Jones. I am with Walter Works.
My man Daryl.
How you doing, Walter? How's it going, man?
Recovering from last night. What a game. Had a walk-off win. Cardinals got three in the bottom of the ninth, so looks like they're trying to keep kind of that mojo going.
Disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home.
Yeah, I saw the looking at the stats from last night, the breakdown and everything, and
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick.
One thing was for sure, it was described as a wild night. It was a wild night out.
Oh, yeah. Remember we were talking about it the last game we called.
And it's another wild night walk-off hit.
Oh, it was so exciting, though.
Oh, man.
Your friends from the Bush Wildlife Sanctuary were here. They had a bald eagle that they brought with them.
Okay.
So that was the star of the show. What is that called? An American bald eagle?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, American bald eagle, yeah.
But that isn't the case. You know, I'm touching up on my environmental stuff.
Here y'all. Feeding America is working. Since each year the Feeding America went through the gap in between second base and first, and it would have a little bit too much speed on it, and Sterner could not get to it, so now we have a base hit. We have a 2-1, no out here as Juan Bencho steps into the batter box. Another lefty.
Would you say before, though, he brings the show?
Yeah, Cho brings the show. I got
I'm going to have to steal that one.
No, I stole that from you.
No, no, you're close. Mine was Juan Bencho, don't you know?
Oh.
So you're coming up with your own stuff, which...
Oh, that's right.
I like better
right.
than mine.
No, no,
oh, man, I've been using that all month. Bencho's had a hot month of May. He's looking to keep it going.
But it was an academic thing.
Even yes, he most certainly have.
I still have that
273 batting average. He's been...
Yeah, he's brought that way up.
If you're even considering... Yeah, it's
look at the RBI count, Darryl. That's gone up.
You talk about production. He's a very... He's the pinnacle of production right now. Find free adult
education classes. Yep, and he's in that... In the heart of that lineup with Rotundo on deck. He's up next, but... No, Kiriali getting that nice shot in the gap there, getting a base hit. He's been the man all season long for the Cardinals as Bencho fouls that one. He's been impressive to watch, but, you know, those guys in that lineup, Bencho, Kiriali, Bernal, he had a two RBI double yesterday to tie the game in the ninth. This is just a different Cardinals team this year. You get that feeling, Darryl?
Yeah, no, most definitely is. I'm glad to see that they have maintained that fire. There aren't really, I mean, other than the Jupiter Hammerheads, I don't really see contention among.
Yeah, and the Hammerheads are just two games back.
They're just two. Other than them, I just in the Florida State League East, I'm just not really seeing anybody that's stepping up. And we're at just over. If I'm doing my math right, well, we're getting close to 50 games. Not quite there yet.
Just approaching 50 games.
Yeah, we're a little shy of 50 games. So the Cardinals are sitting pretty well. They're sitting pretty right now.
Sitting pretty, flying high, the Beach Birds. That's right, Darryl. And Chris Rotundo steps into the box.
Got the first out
you
there.
Ace vehicle history searches and
we
test
got Kiriali on
you
first. Who's the runner on
the
second?
Salesman. Now you've got somebody's your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org.
It's been
can
pretty
help
steady for them. Bernal, Kiriali.
You'll have the info
Jaeger.
You need
Jaeger
to get
has
more
been.
Your
that's
your
the other guy. That 1-2-3 punch, Darryl. That's just what's been different about the Cardinals this season. The consistency in the heart of the lineup. This one's upstairs to
buy your home, you became a house
goes
hunting
one and one, but
learned about loans.
Those guys you can count on. And yesterday,
right
when they got the guys
now
on base, even though it was the bottom of the ninth and they were down by three, they all pitched a hard and coming through.
Tips
you can't expect that now from
the Cardinals. You'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own
that's
your
nice
home.
Feeling.
Go to aceyourretirement.org because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace.
You know the Tarpons, they come from they're a good organization. Part of the Yankees organization, you know, those are all top-notch players. So going into the ninth with a three-run lead, you're right. It was a wild night out here last night, and here we are for the final game of the series.
They've done pretty well this year.
Yeah, it was a wacky series. You know, all the rain. This one gets past the catcher. The runners are going to move. So now Bernal and Kiriali go to second and third. You know, the rain canceled some games. We were here almost till midnight. It was Friday, I believe. And, you know, those kind of things put a dent in the series. You know, some teams gain momentum, some teams don't as the whole infield comes in. Trainer and coach, it looks like. Is that Stewart on the mound?
Yeah, that's Stewart.
Maybe he's in some pain. But it's been a nice first half of the season so far, and you're right, you know, 50 games, we gotta start talking about these teams as far as who's gonna be able to take it, because we're getting closer to that point, and right now it's a battle between roommates here.
Yeah.
You know?
Man, well said. Yeah, it is a battle between roommates.
This is kind of the first time in a long time where they're neck and neck.
Yeah, I'm going to say 4 or 5 years.
And then if you look at the St. Lucie Mets, they've been just not good. Not good at all. I just don't get it. I mean, if you look at those standings, Darryl, they're 12-31. They've won two in a row, but they haven't had a lot of that happen this season. And as of today, they're 13.5 back. So that's a pretty good cushion for not just the Cardinals, but also them.
Yeah, I was looking at Daytona, and you know, 7 games back is not.
Daytona, you got to watch out.
Yeah,
they're hanging around.
You cannot sleep. So I don't recommend that, and I don't mean to suggest whatsoever that Palm Beach should take the foot off the gas, because they, well, of course, we already covered that. They're beating it down in next, and Daytona pop up. You know, 7 games is a series in 1 game.
Yeah, and there's a lot of baseball to be played, and then when you look at the West, got the Clearwater Threshers just running away with that that division. They're 7 in front of the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. You know, and in regards to who's going to contend with who comes out of the East, and the Cardinals, right now, I mean, they had a slow start to the season. If you remember, Darryl, was the Hammerheads that had the hot start. And then they've found a way to turn it around. Good pitching. But I think the difference is they have about 4 to 5 guys in their lineup that they can count on when things get rough.
Yeah.
You know, and that matters, because when you're down 3 like yesterday, you want a chance, you want a hope. As we have a, is he warming up there? Is he going to try to stay in the game, or is that a good thing?
Absolutely. That's going to be number 8. You don't pick up the number. I see his number, but yes.
It's Ocean Gaboni. Ocean. What a name. First name is Ocean.
Well, here we are playing ball by the ocean.
Yeah.
I mean, his name is Ocean, and the first pitcher's last name was Stewart, and he was from Stewart.
Do tarpons live in the ocean?
Absolutely.
There you go.
Yeah, good fighting fish.
It was meant to be. And Ocean, he's a right-hander. He's from Hilo, Hawaii.
Aloha.
Aloha, that's very different. Won't see a lot of players coming from Hawaii, right?
No. Not baseball.
Not baseball.
Football.
So 1-0 Tarpons lead, Darryl. Last game of the series, as you mentioned. It would be a big win for the Tarpons if they come away with the series. The big part of that was sweeping the doubleheader. I mean, obviously, both teams being exhausted playing two, and then being here that late, I think the final out was recorded at about 11:26.
My goodness. Did they?
Not a lot of people came
out
for that.
Wake up and text. Text and eat.
Were they 7 innings?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen
the
in
the second game started at 9:30. Okay.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the
that's
whole time.
That's exactly. And I couldn't believe it. I was like, we're going to wait a half an hour for. Oh, my goodness.
Text and whatever.
At least I was
when
able
you get
to grab
the wheel. Beer. Give your phone to a passenger.
That's the
put
good
it in the glove box.
Well,
just
the concessions were open.
Sometimes
visit StopTextStopRex.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
But yeah,
text
the Tarpons swept.
Text and pretend to work.
That doubleheader.
Text
it was
and
on Friday.
When someone calls you out for not working.
And then you think about it. You know, the game
text
ends
and whatever,
late.
Just don't.
Cardinals
text
obviously
drive.
Got
visit
some good
text,
sleep because then we had a wild night out.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Now we're here on Recovery Sunday, the last game of the series. After this one, both teams get a day rest and kick off the new week. So Ocean on the mound. One out. Bottom of the second inning. Cardinals are looking for their 27th win of the season. Tarpons looking for their 18th win of the season. And then yesterday, the Tarpons, who were down most of the game, Darryl, they actually took the lead on a grand slam.
Yeah, I saw that.
So talk about a wild night. They get a grand slam, and then the Cardinals walk it off in the ninth with 3 runs. That was one of the best games I've called here at the Dean in a while. It was nice between the Tarpons and the Cardinals. Well, here we go. Ocean Gabonia with a 4.72 ERA.
Throws his first pitch to Rotundo. That one is upstairs and in. Ocean comes into the game with a 4.72 ERA, 15 strikeouts, and 13 innings of work. And it looks like it might have gotten a piece of Rotundo there, Darryl, on the first pitch. So not a good start in relief for Ocean hitting his first batter. And the bases
are now loaded.
Huh? Are now loaded like a baked potato, my friend. Runners on first, second, and third. And the big-time prospect in Joshua Baez is up to bat. And he hits the first one foul. Baez, a very much sought-after prospect. He was he was highly ranked on the pipeline when it comes to Major League Baseball prospects. And this season's all about developing all the talent and the potential that he has. When you look at that average, though, hasn't been a good start to the season for Baez. He's been in the lineup more lately, and he's looking to turn that around. Here comes the 1-2. And Baez bloops it right over to the second baseman, who flicks it over to the shortstop, Escanio. And that's a double play, Darryl. Just like that.
Well, they managed to get out of this one. This that was quite a jam.
The inning just started. And they got the bases loaded. We had a pitching change, and things were going good, and just like that.
Yeah, well, Ocean came in like a wave and swept them away.
Oh, my goodness. We'll pause on the commercial. We'll talk a little bit here.
Yeah.
We got a lot going on here. Let's check the out-of-town scoreboard. Let's see if all the games got started. I think they should have by now, right? The 12 p.m. start, I think, used to be 1 p.m. And I don't know if all the teams adapted to that schedule. I guess every team likes their times. Well, let's check your out-of-town scoreboard. The Fort Myers Mighty Muscles, bottom of the third inning, they're trailing the Dunedin Blue Jays 2-0. Fort Myers comes into the game 24-19. The Blue Jays are 23-20. And the Hammerheads and the Marauders are all tied up at 0-0. No runs yet have crossed home. That one in the top of the fourth. Jupiter comes into that game 24-20. Me and Darryl told you they're only two games behind the Cardinals in the Florida State League East. And the Marauders, who had one of the most incredible starts this year in the Florida State League, they cooled off a little bit. They're 24-20, still a very respectable record, but they're going to look to take the final game of that series. And then you got Clearwater and the Mets. The Mets are trying to do something that they haven't done in a long time, Darryl, and that's win three games in a row. So this is a big game for the Mets. They're in St. Lucie, and they're currently leading Clearwater 1-0. And then Fort Myers and the Blue Jays are playing too, that game later on today. And then Lakeland and Daytona, first pitch is at 5 p.m. at the Tortugas home. So a lot going on this Sunday. Beautiful Sunday it is in Jupiter, Florida.
Yeah. Speaking of those Tortugas, once we get this series wrapped up, the very next one is Daytona.
Yeah.
And we were talking about how one series can change.
Oh, yeah. So that's a big series. You're right.
Absolutely. And that's definitely one we're going to have to keep an eye on.
So they're here against the Cardinals. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's intense.
Yeah.
And you know they got to be thinking that. Why not?
It's their chance.
I mean, look at what the Celtics have just done to the Miami Heat.
I don't want to talk about
coming
that.
Coming down. What was that last night? Holy moly. We could do a whole sports talk show after this game. That's just unbelievable. Ronnie Rojas pops this one up. All the way up. It's going to be foul. He's in the box. The count's 3-2. Full count to Rojas. Max Rajkic. Rajkic. He's on the mound.
He said his name rhymes with magic.
Yeah.
Rajic.
And Rajic throwing some magic there.
Oh, my goodness.
Look at that.
That was some high heat there, and it got
94 miles per hour, though.
Carlos swinging, yeah.
So that's a strikeout for him. And Jared Serna's up next. So Rajkic gets his fifth strikeout of the afternoon, even though he's allowed one run. Only one hit, though. Both ball clubs, so it's been a pitching duel early on as the catcher Bernal comes out there to talk some strategy with Rajkic. But he comes into this game, Darryl, with a 2.08 ERA. He's got 44 strikeouts and 39 innings of work. A lot of talent, as you can see. So Cardinals trying to see what they can get out of Max when it comes to his pitching.
Yeah, I'm not sure if we were on air when I was discussing his last outing. Actually, against St. Lucie, he came away with the win. Six strikeouts, three walks. He's been very productive this season, so kudos for him.
This one's fouled by no mannequins today. Remember that?
Where is the bullpen?
We had such a good time, with you, Darryl, calling the game. I missed you. And Serna pops this one in the charging with the hat coming off right on the edge of the warning track. He gets the ball over there on the dirt of the track. Nice loud out number two.
Yeah, once again, Cho with the show.
That's it. Juan Bin Cho, baby. Arias up next. He had the grand slam yesterday. Yeah, that was Arias.
Man, can you imagine you hit a grand slam? It's late in the game.
Oh, my goodness. It was crazy.
You're up and you go, you know what? I think I just won
it
the
was
game
like,
for my team.
It was like last night with the Celtics and the Heat.
Yeah. Yeah.
That tip-in, oh, my goodness. That was like the three in the ninth. Arias hits a grand slam, Darryl. The crowd is just so silent. And we had a good crowd yesterday for Wild Night Out. And not only that, it's also Kids Club Saturday.
Yeah.
So a double whammy. And let me tell you, in the ninth, they got on with a first base hit. Here you go. A couple chip shots here and there. You know, you don't have to hit a home run all the time.
No.
Just get on base. Couple guys walked. And boom, everybody was just feeling it. And we had a party. I mean, I was screaming. I was hollering. It was just high fives everywhere. The water cooler came out. What a game. As Arias swings there.
Yeah, I saw the stat. The Hammerheads. My goodness. The Beach Birds put 18 on yesterday, scored six of them. That's fairly good production.
It is.
But to your point, is you get them on base and just see what happens.
Exactly. You just got to see what happens because especially at this level and the runner, the batter, he's retired. That's three outs as we approach the bottom of the third. You know, the thing is, Darryl, at this level, you don't have a lot of guys that are knocking it out of the park. You just don't. You know, they're starting to get their game together. And really what you learn here is, you know, it's kind of back to basics. You know, good discipline at the plate, get on base. We've talked about on-base percentage before. And then exactly see what happens because you can win any game with good pitching. And if you have that and you do the other things, you got a good shot.
Yeah. And I think yesterday was somewhat of a pitching anomaly for Palm Beach. It was not a usual pitching day for them.
Yeah, it wasn't.
And Tampa attempted diligently to take advantage of that. They just could not quite get there because, as you just pointed out, when you can combine your pitching and you have great batting, you're going to pull out a win, even in the close ones. And yesterday was one of those games where I could see Palm Beach winning the first half.
Yeah.
Because they'll blow you out, but they'll also win by one. They don't care. A W's a W to them.
And that's what I was telling you earlier. With those guys in the lineup that are consistent, and it's crazy, Darryl, because those are the guys that came up. You know, Kiriali. Bernal wasn't playing. He came in to pinch hit.
Yeah, I saw that.
They brought him in for that exact situation, and you know he's a catcher. He doesn't have all the speed in the world. And as soon as he had the RBI double, they brought in a pinch runner.
Right.
So the coaching was immaculate.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to think about coaching, too.
Yeah, they put the team in the right position.
Your catcher might not be rounding third on a base hit. You know, so they put in the pinch runner, Mejia. Espinoza comes up.
Speaking of Mejia.
Unbelievable. Obviously, he's getting rewarded with some repetitions because he – is this his first at-bat
of
the
season?
Yeah. It
is. It's his first at-bat this season. And
nice hard hit, but he grounds it out there.
A nice hard ground of the first, but it was well handled.
Nice pickup by Rojas.
Rojas over there doing work.
But you see, that's how you get your team to believe. Coach puts in a pinch hitter. Bernal has been a guy in the lineup for a catcher. He has great numbers. You know, he comes through. And then all you have to do now is just get the hit. You got the pinch runner in, and boom, it happened. Just like that, and the Cardinals win 7-6. So exciting to see a walk-off win here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. We haven't had one in a while. And it was such a feel-good moment because the Cardinals are actually contending.
Yeah.
You know, so that grit is what you look for in a championship team.
Yeah, they definitely have the right formula. It seems like they have all the right parts in place. Batting, pitching, coaching. I bet you their equipment manager is top-notch.
Yeah, all around. All around.
Yeah, I've been the equipment manager before for a team. You do work.
Oh yeah.
Very.
And you
got to
deal with all the personalities.
Oh my goodness, yeah.
Artesania in the box. He's facing a 2-1 count from Staten Island, New York, picked in the 7th round of the 2022 draft. Takes that one as a ball. Count goes 3-1. He's playing left field. And hits that one foul. We got a lot of action in both bullpens early on in this ball game. Well, Ocean came in because looks like Stewart got injured. And then Rajkic with his magic. What does he have, like 5 strikeouts, something like that? He's in the game now, but the Cardinals are warming up somebody in the pen. Yeah, Rajkic, Darryl, has 6 strikeouts in 3 innings.
He had 6 strikeouts his entire outing. The last time he played.
That's what you were just saying.
16th was...
That's crazy. That's what you were just saying, and that's what just rung a bell in my mind.
Yeah.
Like, didn't my man Darryl just say 6 like 5 minutes ago?
Yeah.
That was the whole game.
That was the entire game. So he's doing work.
So Lisandro Espinoza, last night's hero, he's up next.
Yeah, Gabonia, Ocean Gabonia. His last outing was on the 25th. I don't think he was really intended for him to be in today's rotation.
No.
I think that injury to Stewart has thrown off their bullpen scheduling a little bit.
Yeah, that's a good point, Darryl. We'll see how the Cardinals take advantage of this situation with a runner on first, one out, here in the bottom of the 3rd. The man of the hour, Espinoza, in the box. He takes the next one that's going to be ball 2.
Oh, that was a ball. They're going to check.
Isabella Robb, home plate umpire, checking the call there, which was challenged. And did they say, yeah, it's a ball.
Uphill ball. Oh, yeah.
Looked like a ball.
Yeah, no, I didn't see what the discrepancy was in that one.
And that one's definitely a ball. So 3 quick pitches outside to Espinoza, and Espinoza wants to get on, Darryl, because Yeager's on deck.
Yeah, and this is the one you swing at. I don't care what it is, unless it's in the dirt.
Oh, took it right down the middle.
Right down the middle. That's what I was saying. You swing at that one.
This is what the Cardinals want right now. They're one. You know, you say 1-2 punch. You can't even say 1-2 punch. You got to say 1-2-3 punch because you got Yeager, Bernal, and Curiali.
Yeah.
That's just production all over the place as the Tarpons are going to try to turn 2, and they do.
Whoa. What an athletic play.
Espinoza charging, hustling to first with the helmet coming off was just about a half a second too late.
Mm.
But what a nice double, right?
That was beautiful. Escanio very athletic scoop toss over to second base, and Cerner covers it and turns and gets it over to Rojas in time to beat the runner. And next thing you know, it's the top of the fourth.
Espinoza had his moment last night. He'll be okay. And there's a lot of baseball to be played. You know, those things happen. But you got to be excited, because the Cardinals are going to lead off the fourth inning with Jaeger,
RJ,
Bernal,
yeah,
and Kiriale.
Yeah. Against a pitcher who may not be fully rested.
Yeah, so the time is coming, and still a lot of baseball to be played. Top of the fourth inning coming up. And is that Ratchkick still on the mound, 25?
No.
No.
That is a new,
see,
that is
I a noticed new, something different.
That's a new picture. That would be.
And look, here's the thing. You know, we're not trying to win Cy Young Awards out here. Ratchkick did what he had to do. He had a great game his last outing, you mentioned. He definitely, I think it's number 20, 25, Darryl. Who's that?
26.
Jose Davila.
Davila.
He's been getting a lot of work this season. Davila. But Ratchkick, you know, 6 strikeouts, 3 innings. You got to think, hey, man, you're doing great. You're developing well. Take the rest, and we do it again next time. So here we go. Walter Works. Darryl Jones on the call. And Ramirez leading things off for the Tarpons. And that's a fair ball, Darryl. Yeah. That hugs that third base line. And, man, Ramirez, who got off to a slow start, could have had a double play if he would have hustled a little bit more. But that was just on the line.
Barely.
Holy moly.
Line. It was the skinny jeans of base hits. Yeah, it was tight.
Even Isabella Robb, the home plate umpire, was kind of staring, leaning, looking. But that's how the Tarpons want to start off this inning, you know. Cardinals got a little bit of offense going on in the third, and why not pound away up 1-0 here in the top of the fourth now with a runner on Nelson Medina in the box.
Yeah, Davila pitched the first game of the series against the Tampa Tarpons here. Got the no decision.
He's played a lot, whether it be in relief or starting.
Yeah. 4 strikeouts, 2 balls.
I think he's been, because he's got 9 innings pitched, so maybe mostly in relief.
Mm-hmm.
But 14 strikeouts per 9 innings, that's a pretty good ratio there, as the next pitch to Medina is outside. Count goes 1-2. Escanio up next. He's on deck. And Medina making contact. That one easily getting past the shortstop. No chance there for Mejia to get to it. So that's going to be a base hit, Darryl. How about that? Runners on first and second to start the inning for the Tarpons.
Yeah, and it's something that it reminds me of what we've been watching here for the first time in this season for Major League Baseball with the no-shift rule. And we've seen 3 hits so far here today that had the shift been on.
Oh, yeah.
It'd have been no way.
That's an excellent point. You're absolutely right. Scanio foul tips this one.
It's amazing that I watch the MLB games now, and they got the pitch clock going and the no shift. And
yeah.
I've been watching this for 2 or 3 years now.
We're experts at this. This one's outside to Scanio, so the count's going to go 1-1. What an opportunity here, Darryl, for the Tarpons, right? No outs. We're kind of at a part in the game where they can really break this game wide open if they play their cards right. And it's going to be another test, it looks like, for the Cardinals. They haven't been winning easily as of late, as this one's in the dirt. Last thing Davila wants to do in relief is walk Escanio and load the bases.
No. Bernal did a very good job, very athletic, keep that ball in front of you.
Oh, and he's just been amazing.
Even if it pops out of your glove, you can scoop and shoot way faster when it's in front of you.
And Escanio pops this one up. That's going to go foul. Bernal has been great behind home plate. And when you mention that, you're thinking, you know, just his defense, but his offense, we just talked about it. It's just been phenomenal. A good all-around player. And the runners are all going to go. It's a double steal. And where did that throw go? Jeez Louise, Bernal, after talking so highly of him.
Yeah.
Throws it over the head of Curiali. Curiali had no shot. You had to be at least 8 feet tall to get that one.
Yeah, and he climbed the ladder, and it was still a little too tall for him.
Bernal obviously frustrated. The double steal was in full effect, and they didn't want to let it up with no outs.
That's two runs scored on errors.
Yep, a run comes home. That's right, Darryl, and now the Tarpons are up 2-0. That wasn't the Villa's fault.
No. The Beach Birds right now doing their best impression of Cheddar Bob in 8 Mile, shooting themselves.
And Davila strikes back, retiring the batter on strike three. So Escanio goes down swinging or looking. That was a nice changeup, 82 mile per hour by Davila. Omar Martinez up next. Well, in a way, they might have averted some damage, right? Because the bases could have been loaded. Mm. Now they just have a runner on third. They give up a run, but...
To your point, could have been worse.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's only the top of the fourth, you know. There's a lot of baseball to be played.
Yeah, and then you already covered that lineup that's coming up.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for reminding me. There's hope.
Yes.
There's hope.
Yes.
Ooh. And killing the hope is Martinez. What a rip right there over Jaeger's head.
Yeah, no, that was and that looked
thank goodness there was no birds flying around that.
That looked like a
just killed all the
place the ball, man. That was placement.
We're not bringing the enthusiasm today. We're gonna keep it real. That was just a shot when the Cardinals did not want that to happen because they avoided the bases getting loaded, and it's gonna be the same result anyway. Aguilar steps into the box. But, yeah, what a rip there. Nice RBI single by Martinez.
Well, at least that run wasn't on an error.
Yeah, man. And here's the thing. You know, the Cardinals had such – Aguilar pops this one up. Who's going to get to it?
Looks like the second baseman's under it.
Nice catch there by Espinoza, right?
Espinoza strikes it down, yeah.
Cardinals did such a good job yesterday with no errors. It kept them in the game. The only reason the Tarpons got back in the game and took the lead was because of the grand slam. Mm. And now they have 3 errors. No bueno.
3 errors, 3 runs.
You know, sometimes those mishaps tell the story of the game. You know, when you look at the final line and you see something sticking out like that, 3 errors, and you wonder if maybe they're down just 1-0.
That's exactly. I think that's what it would be.
Big swing and a miss there by Rodriguez. Count's going to go 0-2. Well, there's always hope, my friend, with Curiali, Bernal, Jaeger. Like I talked about before, having those guys up, and Rodriguez goes down swinging. Nice pitch there by Davila. So Davila getting some redemption there. Just 2 runs coming across home in the fourth inning. And it's only 3-0, Darryl. I mean, that's very familiar, you know, to yesterday.
Yeah.
They were down 3, they came back, and now they don't have all the stress of having to do it in 1 or 2 innings.
No, neither one of us is despairing. For the Cardinals, so this is what they do, and championship teams, you know, pull it out regardless of what it looks like at the. I mean, here we are on the bottom of the fourth. To your point, And there's a lot of baseball yet to be played, and we have the meat grinder of the lineup.
Oh yeah, I love it
coming to bat.
You know, having those guys in the lineup, not only is it fun to call all the great baseball that produces comes out of lineups like this, but you see them. You know, Darryl, in our position, we watch these players grow. You know, it's not the same Cariali from last year. It's not the same Bernal from last year. You know, these guys are just, they're getting better every year, and that's what this Cardinals organization hopes for. You know, when you look at catchers, all-time greats like Molina, you know, Yadier Molina, Hall of Fame career, St. Louis Cardinals, it's an organizational thing.
Yeah.
You know, and it starts here. It starts here with guys like Bernal. Guys like Yeager, guys like Cariali.
Coming to bat. Speaking of, went 2-for-5 yesterday.
The music hits, and it's Yeager time. R.J. Yeager up in the box. 319 average, Darryl. 4 home runs, but the big number right there, man. He's 1 away from 30 RBIs. That's just big time stuff.
Yeah, we were fawning over Cho's 18 RBIs, but then Yeager steps up and go, hey.
And that's the thing about Yeager. He's a complete player, not in the sense that, you know, he's a lot better than Cho, but just Cho had a slow start, you know, to the season.
Yeah.
This month of May has really put him to where he needs to be. You know, he's only almost batting 300 now. As Yeager dribbles this one to the catcher. And what an extension there at first, Darryl, by Ronnie Rojas.
Rojas with the split.
Is he a part-time yoga teacher?
Something.
That was amazing.
Walter, you'd be calling an ambulance for me. I'd still be on the ground.
That's why we're up here, my friend.
Yeah,
Our days are way behind us.
Not that flexible.
And Bernal making some nice contact there, but that's going to go right into the mitt of the left fielder. Nice grab by Aguilar. And, you know, with Tampa, playing that kind of defense is going to keep you in the game. It's also going to give you a good opportunity to win against teams like the Cardinals, because we talked about the order. You know, here we go. Yeager, a bloop little hit to the pitcher, and with the extension of Rojas, they get out number one. And then Bernal makes good contact.
Yeah.
You know, he puts the bat to the ball, but Aguilar right there in left field. And now Cariali's up. So Tarpon's playing it pretty good, Darryl, early on in this game. And then you got Ben Cho on deck.
Yeah, definitely can't sleep on Cho to show.
What a lineup. As this one is going to be outside and away, ball one. But it's been fun if you're a part of the Palm Beach Cardinals faithful. If you come out to the Dean, watch the games. Rooting for these beach birds. These guys have been exciting to come and watch at the ballpark. And Cariali, he's won player of the week in the Florida State League twice already. And the season just started. Not even 50 games, you said.
No, just shy. Just shy of. And Cariali,
big swing and a miss there. He's retired. Doesn't have it happen often, but Cariali strikes out. But the recognition, Darryl, that the Florida State League has shown this team. You know, Cariali winning Player of the Week twice? Man, that hasn't happened for this team in a long time.
Oh, and that's what production does for you. Puts the eyeballs on you, and people appreciate the work you put in.
But, you know, when you see it, when you see guys at this level bring it every day and they don't have slumps, like not having a slump in baseball is very rare. I don't remember Cariali being on a slump any time at any point you know, and we're almost 50 games in.
Right.
That's right. Pretty good. And, you know, they got them batting in that fifth spot because they feel they can get Bernal on, they can get Yeager on, they can get Argueseña on, Espinoza on, and then he can bring them all in. And he's been doing just that. But the only people bringing anything in are the Tarpons right now. They're up three. They've bought three across home. They lead 3-0, Darryl, on four hits. And, you know, despite all of that, the Cardinals only have one hit, and the three errors, I think, it's what's biting them the most right now.
Yeah, they're doing their best impression of Cheddar Bob, and you just can't
Cheddar Bob.
you can't do that to yourself. But I'm hopeful that moving forward they've I'm gonna say this out loud and I may regret it, but they seem to have calmed down.
Yes, calm it down.
Let's just see if we can keep it nice and smooth. Ooh, nice.
Nice and smooth. That's nice. What we want. A nice and smooth Sunday, the final game of this series between the Tarpons and the Cardinals. Yeah, I want some nice and smoothness because it's been a wacky week, man, with all the rain. It was just raining like... I think we had like two days that were affected by the rain. It was just... a little outrageous.
We are here during the lightning storm that came through.
I think the games were messed up. I think it was Thursday and Wednesday.
Hmm. That might have been earlier.
Because they were here Wednesday night also till 11:30-ish. 11-ish. As this one gets away from Bernal. The Villa still on the mound. Counts 1-2 to Ronnie Rojas, who's been playing some exceptional first base for the Tarpons. Looking to get things going on offense here. This one checks the swing, but he went. Rojas not happy about it. Wants it challenged. Isabella Robb waiting for it. And Rojas is out of there. He can't believe it. So Davila retires Rojas looking. And
yeah, Rojas,
not a happy camper.
Rojas did not like the first or second opinion. It happens.
Who are you siding with? Let's see. Serna up next. He comes to this game batting .318 now on the season. 8 home runs, 23 RBIs. Nice numbers for a leadoff guy. I mean, he's got some power numbers there. 8 home runs? For a second baseman, that's impressive. Here comes the 28th pitch in relief for Davila, and Serna pops this one up, but it's going to be foul.
Yeah, he's definitely had the hot bat here. Even just looking at his stats for Mays, my goodness, his Mays stats alone have him batting at .330. It's .318 on the board right now, but May has been .330 for him.
May is a very good month for a lot of players, Darryl, because, you know, April hits. It's the first month back. You know, it's like, some guys are in it, some guys are out of it. You know, it takes a while to get your rhythm going, and then, man, May comes in. You see what May's done for Ben Cho and Serna.
My goodness, the guy has 30 hits and 20 runs.
Swings and misses there, but makes some contact, so the count's full. He has what?
30 hits. 20 runs on those 30 hits.
Wow.
That's high level.
That's why he's leading the pack here.
Mm.
And, you know, second base is such an important position. We've seen him play some great second base. Obviously, the Tarpons don't have the three errors. But he strikes out there. I mean, Davila's been pitching good. You know, he had a rocky start in relief. He's bounced back now. He strikes out Serna there. Arias is going to come in now.
That was that calm I was hoping for.
No, I know. I didn't want to jinx it, though.
Yeah.
And Arias hits it but foul over in the left field stands. Ramirez due up next if we get to him. Two outs here. Top of the fifth. Tarpons 3, Cardinals nothing. Nice breaking ball. Right down the middle. Strike 2. That was a nice pitch by DeVille.
Oh, very. He put some stank on it.
Oh, yeah. And the next one, Arias gets that one. Bloops it over the head of Espinoza, who was charging out there and halfway through the outfield. Nobody had a chance. Perfectly hit between Bincho, Espinoza, and right over who's over at center? Is that Rotondo?
Yeah, Rotondo.
Yep. Wow, he's played center almost every game this series. Nobody can get to that one. And look at the Tarpons with a runner on and two out. Augustin Ramirez up next. Catcher for the Tarpons. 19 RBIs for Ramirez on the season. Here comes the 1-0 outside. Count goes 2-0. Ramirez from Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. Picked up as a free agent in 2018. And this one upstairs. So 3 straight balls to Ramirez. A little bit of a breeze today. Nothing that's going to really impact the game. Sun's out a little bit. And the runner's going to go, Darryl. Look at that. Easily taken second. Count goes 3-1 to Ramirez. Ooh. What is he doing there? Playing hoop-dee-doo. So DeVille gets back on the mound, getting his pitch from Bernal. Here he goes. And that's 4 straight balls to Ramirez. There's been 2 outs for a little bit, but all of a sudden now we got runners on first and second. The Tampa Tarpons threatening here in the top of the fifth. That's going to bring out Bernal to the mound. Espinoza and Mejia following. Talk some strategy. Just keep DeVille's head in the game, right? They're still within reach. You know, we're approaching the halfway mark almost.
Yeah, definitely can't let it get away from you. Just talk to your man. Go out there and talk to your man. Calm him down a little bit.
That's it.
He's not throwing bad pitches.
No, just one more out. So Medina's 1-for-2 today. Takes the first pitch, ball 1. Ramirez on second. Oh, Ramirez is on first. I'm sorry. Ramirez on first, Arias on second. They quickly got 2 runners on, and now Medina has a shot here to make something happen. 91 mile per hour fastball by DeVille. That's called a strike. Count goes 1-2. And a swing and a miss. Medina goes down swinging. Nice bounce back inning for DeVille. He does put 2 on, but he gets the final strikeout there as we cruise to the bottom of the fifth. What do you think, Darryl?
He pitched his way out of trouble on that one, and that was great to see him keep his head in the game. Because, like I say, he has not been throwing bad pitches. The Tarpons bats they've had a good eye, I suppose.
Yeah, and they've been working those counts.
Yes, yes. So he's not failing in any way in particular. Not in any way that's obvious. But he kept his head in the game, and now we're on to the bottom of the fifth. And we look. So, this, I'm not sure about this series in particular, but the season so far. is when we start getting into these middle innings, this is when you start to see something magical happen. They either jump on you in the first inning, or they wait till like the fifth.
The separation starts to happen.
Yeah, exactly. You start.
This is the gray spot. You know what I mean? This is it. This is the what is it? The blind spot there when you don't see it coming. Yeah. And then boom, it hits you.
See, this is the point in the race where it goes from a sprint to a marathon.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
calming it down.
Yeah, exactly. And you got Davila working a high heat in the corners and pitching his way out of trouble.
And then don't you know it's Juan Bincho. You see what I mean?
Here we go. I'm not even trying anymore. It just happened.
He's here to bring the show. I love it.
Let's go.
Bincho has been a fan favorite at the Dean as of late. First season here with the Cardinals, and you know, after a slow start, he's brought it in May. Takes the first pitch, strike one, and couple of guys have gone around in town doing a lot of charity work, and Bincho has been one of those Cardinals going out and saying hi to the community and helping out, and he's been a delight to watch here at the Dean. Counts 1-1 to Juan Bincho. Baron Stewart on the mound for the Tarpons as Bincho fouls this one. How about this? Baron Stewart from Stewart, Florida. How about that?
Yeah, no, that's what I was saying. You know, we was playing ball by the ocean with Ocean as a pitcher, and the first pitcher is Stewart from Stewart. I mean, seriously, I mean, come on, you can't make this stuff up, man.
You can't. Picked up as a free agent last year. And this one's downstairs to Bincho. Good eye there. Brings the count even. Rotundo on deck, followed by Baez. Cardinals should be happy to kind of still be within reach, right, as Bincho makes contact, but it goes foul. You think about the three errors. They only have one hit, and they're only down three.
Right.
You know, it's like a whole different game. They still have a chance. Tarpons have had their opportunity, Darryl, to really blow this game wide open and not make it even, you know, they've kept the Cardinals in the game.
Yeah, they're allowing them to hang around. And when you have an opponent like the Cardinals, you cannot do that. I see if I can pull this up. I'm going straight by memory. I believe they've left six or seven on.
And Bincho making some good contact. The Dominican's moving out of the way. All of the Tarpons in the bullpen. Gets right by them. That's going to be a foul ball. Yeah, leaving all those runners on. I mean, it's a part of the game. You know, sometimes it's a big difference maker. And Bincho, good eye there, getting on base, Darryl. He works the count back to a full one and takes a base on balls to first. And here we go, right? Runner on, nobody out, bottom of the fifth. It's that part of the game where something's bound to happen. Rotundo in the box. Baez on deck. Stewart on the mound. First pitch to Rotundo, strike one. No fans in the stands today, but man, we had a memorable weekend here at the Dean with doubleheader Friday and then a wild night out on Saturday. We all witnessed some great baseball. The stars of tomorrow here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. As the 0-2 to Rotundo, here comes the pitch from Stewart. And Rotundo makes contact but foul. And with June right around the corner, obviously we hope everybody has a very, very nice Memorial Day weekend, right? Memorial Day weekend. It's finally here, Darryl.
Absolutely. And we honor all of the veterans who have.
Did you see the Armed Forces hats?
I did.
The ones that came out in honor for the all the festivities. A very nice new era Palm Beach Cardinals hat.
Mm.
I the Hammerheads have to have one too, I would assume, but I only saw the Cardinals one. Very nice. They have it in the team shop at the stadium, or you can obviously get yours at MILB.com/shop.
I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, it's really nice, man. It has a nice patch to it, too, on the side. I'm going to show it to you. I think I have a picture of it on my phone. Rotundo takes the next pitch upstairs. Count goes even 2-2.
Bencho's over there on first. He's leaning. He's had eight stolen bases so far in the month of May.
No, you know how impressive he is out there in right field. We've seen a lot of hustle from him. He's got some speed.
Oh, yes. He can churn and burn.
So Rotundo goes down on strike three. That's going to bring up the big bat and Joshua Baez.
He certainly had his moments.
Yeah, last season was a good year for Baez. And, you know, he comes in as a highly touted prospect, Darryl. You know, he's just – when you got guys like Curiali, Yeager, Bernal doing what they're doing, you know, Bincho on the come up, Baez rips this one. That's right to the shortstop. It's going to be two. Nice play there. How about that? A double play, Escanio to Serna, and then right over to Rojas to get two, the final out of the inning. As we approach top of the sixth. But, you know, you got to keep the pace with guys like that or you're going to move to the bottom of the order. And that's what's happened with Baez. And I'm sure his time will come and he'll start to get better, you know, as you work hard. But, like I was telling you before, in baseball you go through slumps. Now, whether they last the whole season or not, that's what your career depends on. Let's check your out-of-town scoreboard. A lot going on in the Florida State League. I saw a score here I couldn't believe. The Blue Jays all over the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. 7-0 that game in the bottom of the sixth. And then we got the Marauders and the Hammerheads. How about this, Darryl? All tied up 1-1 in the top of the seventh. That game, obviously, every game that the Hammerheads play has a lot of implications in the division because they're right behind the Cardinals.
Yeah, can't let it slide away. You got to stay on top of your game, for sure.
And how about the St. Lucie Mets on their way looking for a win streak, a little mini streak. They're up 1-0 in the bottom of the fifth. They've won their last two. They're facing Clearwater that game at Clover Park in St. Lucie. Beautiful Port St. Lucie. And then the nightcap, 5 p.m., I would say, late afternoon game between the Lakeland Flying Tigers. They're visiting the Daytona Tortugas.
Yeah, certainly I'm not pleased to say I didn't get a chance to check out much of the series between the Palm Beach Cardinals and the Jupiter Hammerheads. Yeah, we didn't get it. I didn't get a chance to really check that series out as much as I wanted to. Do you know offhand how that series went?
Which one?
The Palm Beach and Jupiter Hammerheads.
That was a couple weeks ago, right?
Yeah. No,
it was a fun series.
I was just wondering what that looked like. I was indisposed.
1-1 the count to Escanio as he pops this one foul. And right there to get it is Bernal.
Yeah, he tried it.
That's out number one.
Great job. He tossed that mask a long way. Nice. Davila still working at high heat as he pitches to Martinez. It's a 1-1 count. Now going to 2-1 as Martinez swings and misses at a very, very awesome breaking ball that you would have had to break your ankles to hit to get down to on it. Hard ball hit towards the shortstop. Meja handles it well, tosses it over to Jaeger and for the out, Taylor Aguilar now in the batter's box for the Tampa Tarpons.
All right, I'm back from my bathroom break. How are things going, Daryl?
Yeah, well, one out. Well, actually, I'm sorry, two outs, and currently got Aguilar in the batter's box here. Two balls to him as Davila pitches
hello.
Way hello. Inside. A 92-mile-per-hour fastball way inside makes Aguilar do what?
The hoop-de-doo dance.
Yeah, that was the the poop and scoop, get out the way because I like my hips.
That's funny. 3-0 the count to Aguilar.
Oh.
And that's ball four, Daryl.
Yeah, Davila.
So Aguilar goes to first. That's going to bring up Jesus Rodriguez. And Davila in relief. He's putting the work in. 56 pitches.
Yeah.
And Jesus Rodriguez up in the box with two outs, top of the sixth inning. Making contact but foul. So an 0-1 count to Rodriguez. As that one just catches the outside corner. So yesterday was a wild night out, and did you get a chance to see the jerseys?
I did.
The Palm Beach Cardinals jerseys?
I did.
And as this one is smacked in front of Juan Bencho, Bencho charging to it, he's going to throw it into the infield as fast as he can, but Rodriguez able to get to first. We got runners on the corners now, Daryl, two outs here in the top of the sixth with Ronnie Rojas up.
And very similar to the last inning, the fifth inning, Davila finds himself in a spot. Maybe even we can call it a jam with a run on third. And he is definitely going to have to pitch his way out of it. I mean, maybe they ground into an out. I certainly don't want to rely on that, not with the level of number of errors we've had today. So pitch.
And he pops this one up. So the jerseys were nice, man. I loved those jerseys. I mean, not only, you know, they're different from the ones you see every day, but very nice with what I saw, an owl on there, the bald eagle, just all the animals. Here comes the pitch, and Rojas pops this one all the way up. It's going to be a loud out number three. Juan Bencho getting out number three, but
how long was Bencho standing under that
ball? I know. I
was like, is it
I was going to say that. What happened there? Just
goodness.
Looking up there and finally getting it, but yeah, definitely a loud out number three. But I'm talking about the jerseys because they're actually up for auction. Did you know?
Yeah, saw that.
That's pretty cool. And if you go to PalmBeachCardinals.com/auction, just go to PalmBeachCardinals.com. You'll be able to find all the information there. Bid on the Wild Night Out jerseys. They got the majority of the players, if not every player, that was at least in the lineup wearing the jerseys. You know, the pitchers. All of them up for auction, so that's a lot of fun. Definitely a memorable night
And wild to say the least. I mean, we're not going to forget that walk-off win by the Palm Beach Cardinals. Let's go to a quick commercial break, Daryl, and then we got the bottom of the sixth inning coming up, just down by three. The Cardinals looking to get back
what
into
US
this game.
Kids presents. What to expect when you're expecting.
And we'll be right back.
A teenager. Learning the lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T. Acronym. Stands for greatest of all time. As in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer.
Just getting through some technical difficulties here. Are we back, Daryl? Yeah, we're back.
Yeah, I think we're good.
I hear you. You hear me. And yes. Here we are in the bottom of the sixth. Tarpons on top, 3-0. Alex Artesania facing a 1-2 count. So like I was mentioning before we went to the quick break, PalmBeachCardinals.com. Check out the auction, guys. A lot of... you got every jersey pretty much. You got like 10 or 11 to choose from. I was checking it last night. And there's some bids. People are bidding. And they're nice jerseys, and it's, you know.
It looks like artwork.
For a good cause. I mean, I love the Bush Wildlife Sanctuary Center. And you said you know those people, and they're good people, right?
Oh, yeah. Very good people.
So that's even better.
Worthwhile organization. Does great work.
Next pitch outside the Artesania, so it goes 2-2 the count with one out.
A lot of animals from the area, from all over the place, actually, and they're faithful healers.
And the next pitch outside, count's going to go full. Espinoza on deck. Yeah, they brought a lot of people out to the ballpark. We were excited to look at the couple animals that they brought along, and it was just an animal-filled weekend. I mean, we had the dog days of the summer in full effect. That's Friday. Don't forget, you can bring your dog to the ballpark as Artesania goes down on strike three. So Stewart retires Alex Artesania. That's the second out of the inning. Espinoza stepping up into the box. Yesterday's hero, Espinoza, looking to get the Cardinals going again. And the first pitch to Espinoza, that's inside. Just gets the corner, though, strike one. So we talked about the jerseys. They're on auction. as he makes contact, but it's right into the mid of the second baseman. Nice scoop up there by Serna, then throwing it over to Rojas. That's out number three. That's all she wrote for the sixth inning. Top of the seventh coming up. You know what I'm excited about, Daryl?
What's that?
County Fair Night.
Ooh.
Have you heard about that?
I was just pulling that up.
I just caught wind of that, right? I just heard some little ramblings here and there. County Fair Night. That's right. Saturday, June 3rd, so that's next weekend. Gates opening at 5 p.m., first pitch at 6 p.m. We just talked about what good of a series it's going to be between the Tortugas and the Cardinals. Right? We got inflatables, a petting zoo.
Inflatapalooza.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, that's an inflatable palooza in another event, you know, in a fair night. Just everything all jam-packed in one. You can't ask for anything else. Carnival games.
Bring the kids and let them bounce around in
face
all the bounce
painting.
Houses. And
face painting.
Face painted. And
oh, man. I'm definitely coming in here with my face painted. That's going to be a lot of fun. County Fair Night, Saturday, June 3rd. That's next Saturday. Man, this year is blowing by.
Well, Walt, bring some bail money for me because you can't get me out of a bounce house. they're gonna tell me adults aren't allowed. I'm going to say, I'm a kid at heart and take my shoes off, and then they're going to, you know, I might
That's
need to
funny.
Be bailed out.
And it falls on Kids Club Saturday. So it's going to be a Saturday to remember.
Kids. Bring them
out. It's going to be a Saturday to remember. So
have some fun.
3-0 lead here, though, on this Sunday fun day, the last game of this series between the Tarpons and the Cardinals. What a series it's been. Cardinals staying home for another week with the Tortugas coming to town starting Tuesday. Of course, you can get your tickets starting Wednesday. We got fans in the stands here Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. Don't forget, Wednesday is Silver Sluggers night. Baseball bingo all night long.
Little Lionel Richie there.
All night long. Here comes the 0-2 pitch to Serna, and a nice piece of hitting there. Serna getting onto first with a stand-up single. Look at that. So the Tarpons getting their seventh hit of the afternoon. And slowly threatening to add some more run support here. They got one in the second, Daryl, and then just got two more in the fourth, and it's been that kind of game. Both teams hanging around.
And I have to say that the two of those three runs were no errors. So despite the number of hits, Palm Beach is still really hanging in there.
And Arias pops this one up. Curiali charging towards the dugout. And a nice out there. Nice grab there by Curiali. Does it on offense, does it on defense. What a season it's been for Michael Curiali as he catches that one. I would say about a foot from the dugout railing.
Yeah, he was close. That was close to rib damage.
Augustin Ramirez up next. He pops this one up towards the Cardinals bullpen, and nobody's going to get to it.
Just out of reach. Great hustle. They had everybody coming for that. The first baseman, the second baseman. Oh, that's such fun. I remember those days. Didn't play baseball on this level, but even in school.
Ooh, they catch the runner in a jam.
Run down.
And he didn't get the tag. Daryl, he
what?
What just happened in the infield? Espinoza was tracking down the runner. Holy moly. Serna was caught in a jam. There's no way to get out of that.
Oh,
and he
no.
did a Houdini move, and he gets to second safely. Ay, ay, ay.
How
that doesn't count as
that
a that doesn't count as an error, but I'm gonna score it as an error.
But yeah, that's how does he avoid that tag? I don't even know how he did it, but
Oh, boy. So here we go. One out. Top of the seventh. Serna somehow gets to second. Ramirez pops this one up. Nice catch there by Jaeger.
Somehow.
I mean, I don't know how he got to second in that jam. I haven't seen that before. What do you do, like a little Barry Sanders move? Like?
I don't, yeah, he was Bo Jackson.
Jeez. So two outs now. Medina, he's up next. Here comes the pitch from Davila. And rips that foul.
Definitely glad I'm not parked over there. I'm pretty sure that made it to the street.
Yeah, I made the mistake yesterday parking, trying to park quickly, and then as soon as I get out of my car, I see the big red sign that says be careful for the flying objects, and I'm like, great. So far, safe and sound, though, as the count's 1-1 to Medina. And Serna doing the hoppity hop over there at second, gets back. Had a big lead there. Davila on the mound, Medina in the box. Here comes the pitch. That one catches the inside corner. That's going to be strike two.
Rembrandt, that was some good painting there.
Yeah, that was a nice 91 mile per hour fastball by Davila as he approaches his 72nd pitch in relief, and it's fouled. Count goes 1-2. And he rocks this one towards the warning track, and Artesena on the edge of the dirt gets a loud out number three. And, my friend, it's time to stretchity stretch stretch. It's the seventh inning stretch. Are we going to get some seventh inning stretch music? Maybe not today. But we're at that point in the game, Darryl, where the Cardinals really have to make something happen, and it's going to start here in the bottom of the seventh, right? They've been quiet the whole game. They're very fortunate to even be in it right now. They've had only one hit all game. But that's the resiliency we're looking for, right? Yeah. We know they can turn it around.
One hit all game. But maybe they're just building towards some ninth inning antics, fireworks.
Maybe.
I like to see it somewhere in that.
Maybe.
Whenever they're ready, I'll be appreciative.
So a lot going on, Darryl. Are we going to go to commercial break? Or are we? No? No, maybe we'll stick around. But let's talk about what's going on, right? We talked about the auctions, right? You can bid on the jerseys that were worn last night at a memorable Wild Night Out. And here's the thing, right? These are the stars of tomorrow. You never know whose jerseys you're going to get. You know, these guys, in a couple of years, you know, most of them are going to be doing big things. And they're doing big things here this year. I mean, all around, the players have been performing. They're atop the Florida State League East. You know, we talk about players all the time, like R.J. Yeager. He's up next. Leonardo Bernal, Michael Carioli, Wan Bin Cho. All the fan favorites. So bid on your jerseys, palmbeachcardinals.com/auction. Stewart still on the mound for the Tarpons. 50 pitches in the books. Here comes number 51. This one's going to be inside to Jaeger. Ball one. And then I can't wait. All my favorite things in one jam-packed day. That's next week. We don't even have to wait that long. Saturday, June 3rd, with gates opening at 5 p.m., first pitch at 6 p.m., it's County Fair Night. Inflatables. A petting zoo, too. From 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., we're going to have a petting zoo at the ballpark. Carnival games. Food and drink deals. Prizes. And we're going to have some face painting. So much fun scheduled here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Get your tickets at the box office or at RogerDeanChevroletStadium.com. I can't wait. 3-1 the count to Yeager. Checks his swing, but gets a piece of it. Count's going to go 3-2. And here comes the 3-2, and Curiali takes first. That's ball number four. It's a walk.
Now batting, catcher number 44, Leonardo Bernal.
So Leonardo Bernal's up next. Yeager takes first on the base on balls, and here we go. Bottom of the seventh, Darryl. And you got Yeager on first and Bernal in the box.
Sir.
And Bernal is going to deliver. That one is, oh!
Foul. We were looking at a triple.
Thank goodness there's both of us here today because that deserved a double. Just foul. Just foul.
We're talking inches.
I thought that was fair.
We're talking inches.
Inches. Just foul. That would have moved Yeager probably home.
No, absolutely.
He would have came home.
Oh, no, he would have. That was definitely home. That would have been a stand-up double or a sliding triple.
Nevertheless, though, it's strike one. Now 1-1 with the next pitch called a ball. Mm. Yeah. That one is the one you want back. Mm. So here we go. One ball, one strike to Bernal. Yeager on first. Nice breaking ball there, 82 miles per hour. That just caught the outside corner there.
That was so ugly.
What a pitch by Stewart.
Oh.
He's really bringing the stuff now. Here comes pitch number 60 for Stewart on the mound. And making contact, but foul is Bernal, so staying alive there. Counts 1-2. Curiali on deck. He's up next. Bernal knows the drill. He knows the drill. He came through last night pinch hitting, and today he's here in the lineup, and they're in the thick of things in the bottom of the seventh. And this one is popped all the way up. Rojas charging in the Cardinals' bullpen. His hat flying off and everything, man. Really determined to get that ball and just came up short. Jeez.
Yeah, he might have tweaked. Yeah. He might have tweaked something.
He was running pretty hard out there.
He stepped on the mound over in the.
He
stepped on it, and yeah. It came off really awkward. You know,
a little off
a
balance.
Dip. Yeah,
right?
and it looked like he might have pulled a back muscle a little bit.
All right, so here we go. 1-2 to count to Bernal. Here comes the pitch from Stewart. And this one's upstairs. Count goes 2-2.
Reach for the sky. That was up there. Ramirez does a good job keeping it from going behind him because it's an easy base.
Mm. And Bernal bloops. Wow.
Oh.
Wow.
Great hustle by Arias.
Great hustle, absolutely. I mean, Yeager was already by second.
Yeah.
He had to run all the way back to first. They're lucky they didn't double him up. I mean, Arias, like you mentioned, Darryl just charging from center field and getting a glove on it. So that's one out.
He covered a lot of ground.
So Curiali in the box. Counts 0-1 now to Michael Curiali. You got Yeager on first. Bencho on deck. Tarpons 3, Cardinals nothing. And Curiali just hits this one foul. Just foul. It's going to be an inning of just fouls, it looks like.
An inning of so close.
So close. But Ben Cho's up next, and you know he brings the show, so here we go. And Kiriali foul tips that one.
Yeah, he fought hard. He reached for that one. He wanted to put that ball in play.
So 0-2 the count, Kiriali down in the count with one out. Yeager on first. Here comes the pitch. And get some, Darryl. Oof. Ay, ay, ay. What a pitch on the outside corner of the plate. And Juan Ben Cho's up next now with two outs.
Now batting right fielder number three, Juan Ben Cho.
Lefty. The lefty Ben Cho. Standing tall.
And that one outside to Ben Cho, ball one.
I stayed outside. I had a lot of English on it. Man, that ball was moving multiple directions.
Yeah, 81 miles per hour there on the radar gun. And what a hit by Juan Ben Cho. That's a fair ball. He's rounding first, going to second. Yeager's going to go home. He's going to be safe. And Ben Cho's on, Darryl. That's an RBI triple for Juan Ben Cho. Don't you know?
Oh, and
and what was your part?
Yeah, Cho's the show.
He's the show.
He's the show.
He's bringing the show.
He just did it.
And there's a little bit of a discussion going on with Isabella Robb. Coach is not happy.
No, the coach was out immediately. I'm not.
So they're thinking, they're speculating it might have been a foul ball. After all that emotion. My goodness, what's going on here?
I'm not sure how you take it back. I think they may be saying that you can't advance. You can't take more than.
Rachel Balkovic, one of the managers for the Tarpons, is out there. You see her. So Coach Balkovic came out there to talk to Isabella Robb. There's a lot of speculation now. I don't know if this is going to count, Darryl. To me, it looked fair.
Oh, they're not changing the call. The coaches are very upset. Players are still upset. There's a lot of talking right now. And
a beautiful hit by Juan Ben Cho.
Yeah.
Clutch, too. I mean, this is what we've been talking about all month. He's bringing it. Rachel Balkovic is the manager of the Tarpons. She's the one that came out and right away tried to change up this call. And you saw her. She came out there with some intent.
Walter,
we're a little confused. There's not a lot of communication going on to us.
I can't right now. I am.
Wait a minute.
Confused.
Wait a minute.
There's no run on the board.
The run is going to be. So Ben Cho's coming up.
Yeah,
again.
No, he's coming back out.
Wow, Darryl, what a turn of events. And you got to give it up to the manager of the Tarpons. You know, Rachel Balkovic came out right away to give her rebuttal. And
she was out there as they were still running the base pass.
Yeah. And obviously what she said makes sense. And Ben Cho hits this one. This one's blooped over to the second baseman. Flick to the first baseman. And that's out number three. Nobody happy about this. What do you think, Darryl? What just happened?
I think the Cardinals just got robbed. I think that's what just happened.
Yeah, kind of a quiet scene now. A little bit of chatter. I'm trying to hear what's going on.
I think they got robbed twice. On the first Ben Cho hit, initially called fair, then called foul. And then now on that blooper that he just hit, I'm fairly sure he was safe at first.
Either or. Thank you, Darryl, as my papers blow all over the place. Either or. That's a momentum-changing call. And Bencho, I thought it was a fair ball. You know, a hit like that in the bottom of the seventh changes the whole game. And now the roll.
I'm not sure how you overturn that call. That,
I don't know how you overturn that call.
That ball more than appeared fair. It was beyond the first base.
Coach Balkovic came out to immediately dispute the call with home plate umpire Isabella Robb. And took a little while to figure out what they were going to do, but then we saw Bencho come back into the box, and then we kind of figured it out on our own. The run was taken away.
Right, yeah.
And then a questionable call at first with Bencho possibly being safe. Ay, ay, ay.
Yeah, we have Davila come out and during the warm-up, he appeared to demonstrate his disgust. He picks up the chalk and throws it down quite violently, and I can't say that I blame him because
nobody's happy about that.
I believe they were robbed twice in one
inning.
Let's
forget about that seventh inning.
Yeah. Yeah, we got to move on.
Well, we got a new pitcher on the mound, Joseph King, Darryl. He comes into the game with a 4.09 ERA. 33 strikeouts for 33 innings. Averaging a strikeout an inning there as the first pitch to Escanio is called strike.
Yeah, I mistakenly identified him as Davila.
No, that's okay with all that just happened.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm hot. I'm hot, Walter.
We had a... I don't know what that was.
Man.
And it's just like the emotional twist, right? The momentum changing of the game. I mean, that just puts a dent in everything if you're thinking, you know, you're the Cardinals now. Now you just got two innings. You had a potential fair ball go down the line. An RBI triple at that.
Yeah.
An RBI triple, Darryl.
Man.
You know, and those are the guys that were waiting to make that happen. In the order, as this one's going to be called the ball, so that's ball three. We're expecting Bencho to come up with big plays like that, and then just imagine the dagger. The dagger that puts in his momentum.
Yeah, and I think he came up big twice in one at bat.
Because after that call, I mean, he hustled to first and just missed. And oh, man, this one is chopped over to Yeager. He gets it nice. Nice scoop by R.J. Yeager, and it's out number one.
Very athletic move on his part.
So Joseph King on the mound from Redwood City, California, picked in the ninth round of the 2022 draft. Omar Martinez up next. And the first pitch to Martinez. Nice breaking ball there. 84 miles per hour. Strike one. So we got the County Fair night coming to the ballpark as Martinez pops this one up to center. That's going to be an easy grab and out number two. Rotundo getting underneath that one. So we got County Fair night. Inflatables, a petting zoo, carnival games, food and drink deals all day long, face painting. Get your tickets at RogerDeanChevroletStadium.com. That's going to be a lot of fun. Aguilar up next, takes the first pitch, strike one. And then we got Pride Night, unity in the community. That's what it's all about, Pride Night. As Aguilar pops this one foul, that's Thursday, June 15th. Gates open at 5:30 p.m., first pitch at 6:30 p.m., and we got some special jerseys for that night, too. How about that, Darryl? Some special jerseys are going to be on display. Maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Specialty jerseys with a post-game auction benefiting the Compass Community Center. So that's very nice. And that falls, my friend, on a thirsty Thursday. What a rip by Aguilar getting past Espinoza. So that's going to be a base hit with two outs in the top of the eighth. A thirsty Thursday. That's right. Enjoy $1, $2, and $3 beers. And if alcohol's not your thing, $1 soft drinks. That's right. That's right. Thirsty Thursdays. Thursday, June 15th. Originally, it was scheduled for the 1st of June, right? I think it was.
Yeah, it looks that way.
Yeah. But now it looks like June 15th. That fawn on a thirsty Thursday. Right after Silver Sluggers Night Baseball Bingo, Wednesday nights. Always a good time here at the Dean. We got things going on all week. Have you caught the fireworks on Fridays yet?
No.
I did for the first time the other day, because I usually try to head out as soon as the game ends. And they were so nice, man. Got me really feeling good heading into the weekend.
Oh. Yeah, not this season I haven't. I have to make a point to do that.
0-2 count to Rodriguez. Here comes the pitch. And this one fouled. Yeah, Darryl, I couldn't believe it. All the lights. This is my first season really doing Fridays, and it's been a lot of fun, obviously, with the fans in the stands, but all the lights turned off. I mean, it was just a picture-perfect setting, and, man, we had a fireworks extravaganza for about 10 minutes. Always a good time here at the Dean between Wednesday through Saturday. Obviously, no fans in the stands today. We'll take a day off tomorrow. And then we got the Tortugas and the Cardinals here all week.
Yeah, I may have to pop in on you during the week at some point.
Yeah, that's a big series, Darryl. That's going to be a lot of fun. We always love having Mr. Jones in the booth talking baseball and all the festivities going on and the Florida State League and at the ballpark. And here we got a game, right? 3-0 Tarpons on top, trying to add a little bit more. King on the mound. Here comes the 16th pitch in relief for him. And that's a big swing and a miss by Rodriguez. That's strike number 3 as we cruise towards the bottom of the 8th inning. And man, Darryl, the Cardinals only have one hit. One hit. Something's got to give.
No, they actually have 2 hits. They're only getting credit for one.
Yeah. Oh, man. See, he's a part of our team, guys. Listen, I feel the same, Darryl.
I'm still a little salty. I'm still a little salty.
I feel the same. I don't know.
Oh, man.
You know, those are the things that happen. When I saw Coach Bukalvic from the Tarpons come out, I knew that she had some fire in her eyes. And obviously Isabella Robb, you know, along with home plate umpire Tyler Green, they've called good games all throughout the week, and they've dealt with a lot, this officiating staff, through all the delays. I mean, think about it. We had games starting at 9:30 p.m., ending to almost midnight. I mean, this umpiring staff has gone through a lot, so do we give them a pass?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
I mean, that might have changed the game, though.
Yeah, I don't. Of course, you root for the home team. And you want to be fair on both sides of the ball, regardless of who your team is. And I've been in that position where it doesn't matter what you do or say, somebody's going to be displeased.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to take anything away from this officiating staff. They've called a clean game, and Isabella Robb, I mean, I've been watching her all season. Every game I've called, every game I've listened to or come to watch, she's been either behind the plate or on the base path.
Yeah, she's been very consistent.
Yeah, and she's been very consistent. So, end of the day, we are humans.
So here we go, Darryl, bottom of the eighth. Rotundo leading things off. Hammerheads warming up in the bullpen. They're going to try to keep this lead intact. Just up three. Some deja vu from yesterday. Remember, the Cardinals came into the bottom of the ninth down by three.
Yeah.
And they turned it around, and it was a miracle at the Dean yesterday. It was a wild night out for sure. And here we are today. Cardinals looking for their 27th win of the season. Tarpons looking for win number 18. And the pitch is inside to Rotundo. That's going to be ball one. Baez on deck. He's up next.
Yeah, 13 runs between the two teams yesterday, and then we have three between the two, and that's just how baseball goes. But
wow, wow, wow.
13 runs on the wild night out is
pretty
about what you expect.
Pretty wild. And Rotundo swings and misses. He's go down there, strike number three. Out number one in the bottom of the eighth. Joshua Baez up next.
Now batting designated hitter number 22, Joshua Baez.
So here we go. Just a couple more opportunities for these Palm Beach Cardinals. And Baez, ball dribbling over to Stewart, and not able to get to it is Rojas. Full extension on that one. He didn't have it that time around. And Baez, Darryl, on a heads-up play, goes to second.
Yeah, he definitely was turning down the first base path and saw that ball squeak past the first baseman. It was like, oh, this is my opportunity for a stand-up double. Or you get a single, and it's going to take another extra base. So.
Yeah, nice job there by Baez. Mejia up next. He's looking for his first hit of the season. And
man, that would be a great time.
Yeah. Cardinals would be really happy to get not just all three, obviously, and take the lead, but at least start to chip away here in the bottom of the eighth. You know, they don't want all the pressure of having to figure it all out in just one inning like they had to do yesterday.
Good thing is, also, Walter, is they're going to be moving into the top of their lineup here.
Oh, yeah.
One way or the other, is either going to be this inning or next. But one way or the other, they're getting to the meat of the lineup.
One way or another, we're going to see the guys that we count on in this lineup, right? Mm-hmm. The top of the order. Mm-hmm. And we'll see what gives here. Stewart approaching pitch number 80. Counts 2-1 to Mejia. Here we go. And Mejia makes contact, but it goes foul. So 2-2 to count to Jonathan Mejia, looking for his first hit of the season, just starting to get his work in early on in this year. Foul tips this one. Count stays 2-2. Tarpons with 8 hits, 1 error. Cardinals with 2 and 3 errors. Cardinals finally getting their second hit of the game. This one outside to Mejia, so the count's going to go full. Three balls, two strikes, one out, bottom of the eighth. Here comes the pitch from Stewart. And outside, misses the plate, and Mejia's on first.
Well. Will you look at that?
So the Cardinals getting a much-needed base runner. Mejia with a good eye on a full count. Gets to first, and we're going to have a meeting at the mound. And Coach Rachel Bukovic coming out to the mound, too. So that might be it for Stewart, and it is. We'll try to get a name and a number for you on the new pitcher. Nice pitching by Stewart, though. You know, the Cardinals have only gotten two hits in the whole game. Haven't allowed a run yet. And to be honest with you, you know, with everything this Tarpons team has been going through all season, they're looking forward to possibly getting their 18th win of the year.
They're fairly close. And from a momentum perspective, I mean, I don't know if that's going to be a first half changer for them, but maybe you carry some of that mojo with you into the second half. Kind of like that, kind of what Palm Beach did last season. They kind of stumbled out of the gate the first half and built some of that. I mean, the end of the first half of the season for Palm Beach Cardinals, they had come to life. It was a little too late for the first half for them, but the second half, they were like firing all cylinders. And here's where it starts, and this is where Tampa may find themselves in that same position where they can begin firing on all cylinders. It may not make much of a difference in the first half for them. Maybe, you know, I'm not saying they don't have a shot, but I'm just saying it may not. But you carry that momentum with you into the second half because you know you can do it. So you swing more freely. You run more freely. You pitch more freely. So, you know, it's just an opportunity here for him.
Yeah. So the new pitcher, Darryl, is Bustamante. Alex Bustamante coming into the game with a 2.37 ERA. He's going to try to keep the Tarpons in front. And Artesania hits this one over to second, and it's a double play. What a defensive effort by the Tarpons. Darryl, holy moly, talk about defense. And a nice job there by Serna. Serna, Escanio, and how about Rojas? A 1-2 double play. Oh, yeah, two outs just like that. And, man, there was a threat. There was a threat lurking, looming. You know, we were hopeful, and just, it's over.
So close.
One more inning.
Yet so far.
One more inning. Top of the ninth coming up. But you mentioned it, right? We got these guys now coming up. Man, the meat and potatoes of the order, right? This is what we look for. This is what we wait for in times that get rough. We'll see what Espinoza, Yeager, Bernal, maybe Cariali gets on. See what's going on with your Florida State League out-of-town scoreboard. We're about to pull that up. But one more inning left, Darryl, as we approach the top of the ninth. Tarpon's trying to get win number 18. Cardinals looking for win number 27. What do you think?
I would love to see some ninth inning.
You missed it yesterday. Wouldn't you love to see it today?
Yeah, exactly. They need to repeat yesterday's heroics so I can feel better about me.
I was just going to say, you've had a long, hard week. You're a busy man. You're a new father, right?
Yeah, yes, sir.
And wouldn't you just love to end it with a Sunday fun day, a walk-off win, heroics? That would be great.
Now batting, first baseman, number 45.
So awesome.
Are you still mad about the Juan Bincho foul ball call? Are you over that? Man, we will never forget that.
I've calmed down a bit. That was.
You got to love the game of baseball. Here we go. Top of the ninth inning, Ronnie Rojas. Ronnie Rojas in the box. Going to try to add some run support to this 3-0 Tarpons lead. First pitch to Rojas. Strike one. And the next pitch outside, ball one. Hammerheads all over the Marauders, that one in Bradenton. So 7-1 is the Jupiter Hammerhead lead. So they're keeping in line. You know, if the Cardinals can't pull this one out, they're
It'll
only
be within the game.
Within
right?
a game.
Yeah.
So Jupiter cruising to a big victory on this Sunday, currently leading the Marauders 7-1. And Clearwater, and he's out of there. Is he out of there? Yeah, Tyler Green Tyler Green calling him out. So that's out number one. Serna up next. In Clearwater, tying things up against the St. Lucie Mets. They're at a 2-2 standstill at the bottom of the eighth. They're all tied up. I was just talking about the Mets maybe getting on a three-game winning streak. And they're all tied now. So we'll see what happens with the Mets and Clearwater.
Yeah, I think Rojas was saying it was a foul tip, and therefore he couldn't apply the tag to him. But
yeah,
that was a no-go.
That was it.
Yeah, they're like, nah, you didn't tip that.
One zero the count to Serna, King on the mound, and that's going to be strike one. One count with one out. Swing and a miss. Might have gotten a piece of it. Count goes 1-2 to Jared Serna. Serna 1-for-4 today. He has a .320 average, 8 home runs, 23 RBIs. Here comes the 1-2. Upstairs, count goes even, 2-2. So the Cardinals host the Tortugas all week long, and Serna makes contact. That goes right over to Espinoza. That's going to be out number two. Cardinals hosting the Tortugas all week. We just talked about all the fun things going on at the ballpark. And then Jupiter travels to Lakeland to face a struggling Flying Tigers team. So an exciting week of baseball ahead, along with County Fair Night on Saturday. And, of course, the regulars during the week. Silver Sluggers Night, Baseball Bingo, Thirsty Thursdays. Oh, yeah, it's going to be a fun week here at the Dean. Here comes the 1-1 to Arias. Outside, ball two.
I wonder if there'll be funnel cake.
Oh, there has to be funnel cake. It's County Fair Night.
Yeah.
Please.
Please
I'm
and
hoping.
Thank you.
I'm hoping. Please and thank you.
In advance.
They should have put that on the list. You know, I mean, if at my age, I'm not so into the face painting, but if I see funnel cake, I'm in.
Yeah, and I don't need any, but who needs funnel cake?
Yeah, who needs funnel cake?
But I
you don't wake
it.
Up and say, man, today we're going to tackle that funnel cake. We're going to get that done. No, you're right, Daryl.
Gotta have some, though.
Count goes full to Arias with two outs. Cardinals one strike away, one out away from getting out of this ninth. Trying to get to the bottom of the ninth inning. They're going to need another miracle at the Dean, but I'm saying another one because one happened yesterday, and they're the team that can make it happen as Arias strikes out. Nice pitching there. Bottom of the ninth coming up. Down three. Walter and Daryl on the call for you on this Sunday afternoon edition of baseball at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Looking at the Cardinals dugout, and I could tell you they believe they can make it happen. They're only down three. The only thing that worries me, Daryl, is they're coming into this ninth inning only with two hits all game. You know, so not much has happened on the offensive side.
No, the bats have been asleep this particular game.
And yesterday, you know, things were going back and forth,
right,
kind of all game.
Right, yeah.
And the Tarpons have had a grip on this lead pretty much all game.
Yeah, we could talk about the Tampa being the beneficiaries of some of the miscues by the Beach Birds.
Yeah, and then obviously, you know, unfortunately, it happens in sports. Maybe a bad call here and there. Maybe.
Yeah.
We're not saying anything, just maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. So here
All
we
I
go.
All I say is I like the first call better.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, did you hear us? We were like two little kids in the booth.
Yeah.
Wow, what was that?
I'm pretty sure they probably heard us on the field.
It felt like last night if you were a Heat fan.
Oh.
Oh, here we go again. That's going to live with you until Monday, right? That's game seven. It's Monday, tomorrow.
Good. Right.
Can you imagine that? You think you won the game, and then there you go.
You know what, though? But there's no game six if you win game five.
You think Ben Cho hits a fair ball down the first base line, a run comes home, he gets into third base safely, and no, that's not the case.
No.
That could have changed the game for the Cardinals. It was definitely a momentum changer. But we'll see if they have redemption in their sights now with Espinoza. What a way to start the ninth. The way we ended it yesterday, huh? With Espinoza in the box.
It may be serendipitous.
Come on, Darryl, I see.
I don't get to use that word every day.
I just saw that look on your face, and I know you're feeling it just like I am.
I'm hopeful.
Here we go. Bottom of the ninth inning, and Espinoza making contact. But that's been Arias all day, Darryl.
Man, this guy has been.
Those should be hits.
On a line, exactly. Any other center fielder these days.
That's been Darius all day. Arias all game long. Look where he's going. He's been playing center field like center fielders do.
Yeah.
He's just got that lightning speed.
I mean, he's closer to the warning track than second base, but he's still able to get up.
Ooh. Yeager now grounding this one to third. There's going to be a throw. No chance. Pass Rojas. Yeager's going to round first, and he's going to get to second. And the Cardinals are happy about that. Cheers coming out of the dugout. It's Yeager time. Oh, yes, the Cardinals getting their third hit of the game. And now, big-time Leonardo Bernal. That's right. He's up next with Yeager.
He needed a little Yeagermeister.
Can you imagine?
Get this going.
Can you imagine Espinoza? I thought it was hit so good, and Arias just charging. Yeager charging in from center field. That was the first pitch to Bernal inside.
Yeager has a 907 OPS.
Yeah, these guys are top-notch.
Yeah, lights out.
Here comes the 1-0 to Bernal. Bustamante on the mound for the Tarpons, and fouling this one is Leonardo Bernal, so the count's going to go 1-1. Yeah, Arias has been fun to watch in center. Really all series long. Tarpon should be excited about his future. Well, the Yankees organization as well. As this one just misses. Two balls, one strike to Bernal. Yeager on second. Curiali on deck. And this one downstairs, ball three, Darryl.
Yeah, good eye, Bernal. Good eye. Wasn't fooled on that one. That pitch had a lot of movement on it, but Bernal stayed patient, knowing it was not going to be able to stay up in the strike zone.
Curiali on deck. He's 1-for-3 today. And Bernal making contact. This one blooped right to Bustamante. Ay, ay, ay. So Bernal is retired. And that's two outs, Darryl. But the good news is Michael Curiali is up.
Yeah.
Michael Curiali is up, and can he save the day? Ben Cho's on deck. You couldn't tell a story any more detailed than what's going on here. Just with the chance at hand with Curiali in the box taking ball one. You know Curiali's on base percentage is up there too. We've talked about that before.
Oh, yeah.
1-0 the count to Michael. Here comes the pitch. Breaking ball. 82 miles per hour. That's strike one. Yeager on third. Tarpons one out away from winning their 18th game of the season. And Cariali makes contact. Over to third, getting past Rodriguez. And Cariali comes through with an RBI single, Darryl. Look at that. And won't you know, it's Juan Bincho.
He's going to bring the show.
He's going to bring the show. Oh, man. The tying run is at the plate. Juan Bincho here in the bottom of the ninth. Tarpons 3, Cardinals 1. Here we go. Here comes the pitch from Bustamante. Ball 1. Rotundo on deck. One 0 count to Bincho. He's looking for some redemption. Not happy with his last at bat. Checks his swing. And did he go? No, he didn't. Did he go? They call it a... No.
No. No.
1-1 the count. Two outs. Cariali on first. Bincho checks his swing again. No. He didn't go.
No.
Tarpon's dugout really trying to sway those calls.
Yeah, they are. I mean, I guess the squeaky wheel gets the oil. My goodness.
Here comes Bincho facing a 2-1 count, trying to keep the Cardinals alive here in the bottom of the ninth. Down 3-1. And Bincho, a big swing, goes foul. 2-2 count now. Big spot here for Bincho. Cardinals down to their last strike, their last out. Bottom of the ninth. Cariali got on first with an RBI single, cutting down the lead to 2. Here comes the 2-2 pitch to Bincho. Outside, ball 3. Count goes full, Darryl.
Full count, 2 out, 1 on.
Bottom of the ninth.
Tying run at the plate. This is high drama, people.
Here comes the 3-2 pitch to Bincho. And makes contact, but foul. So Bincho stays alive. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. The tying run at the plate with the Tarpons up 3-1. Here comes the 3-2. And it's going to be outside. And Bincho goes to first on a walk, Darryl, on a good eye. Man, he worked the count full. And now we got runners on first and second. Bincho and Cariali. And Rotundo, who hasn't got a hit today yet, he's going to look for his first one, and what a moment, huh? The winning run would be at the plate right now if Rotundo hits a homer. It's over.
I should like to see that.
And we're going to have a much necessary meeting at the mound if you're part of the Tampa Tarpons faithful. So 2 outs, bottom of the ninth. You hear the music, right?
Yeah.
Stadium music. That tells you the time is now for the Palm Beach Cardinals.
It's provocative.
Yes. Rotundo in the box.
Get the people going.
So everybody getting back to their positions. Alex Bustamante on the mound. He has a 2.21 ERA this season. He's allowed one run here in the ninth. Cardinals threatening. Here comes the pitch to Rotundo. Breaking ball, 81 miles per hour. Nice pitch there by Bustamante. That's strike 1.
Rotundo with a 389 on base average percentage, I should say.
And the 0-1. Another breaking ball. Very close there. That's called the ball. 1-1 count to Rotundo. Here comes Bustamante's 21st pitch in relief. And what a breaking ball. Wow, a nasty pitch by Bustamante. And now the Tarpons are one strike away from getting win number 18.
I got to give them credit. That's three in a row.
Did you see that last pitch?
Yeah.
Ay, ay, ay. And the next one to Rotondo just misses. Counts even, 2-2. Bustamante trying to bust the Tarpons out of here with a win. Would be a big one. It would mean they had a good series here in Jupiter. And did he get a piece of it?
Oh, he fouled.
Oh, Rotondo sticking in there, staying around there, hanging around. Oof.
He is putting.
That was close, there.
God.
Wow. Tarpon's up 3-1. Counts 2-2. Here comes the pitch to Rotondo. And the breaking ball just missed.
Wow.
Darryl just missed, and we got a full count.
Wow.
We're full all across the scoreboard. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Runners on first and second. Bustamante on the mound, pitching to Rotondo. Here we go. And he is going to, makes contact. I thought it looked good.
Aguilar.
And right there to get it. Who was it?
Aguilar.
Aguilar. Yes. Oh.
What a fantastic play to end the game. That should have been a blooper for a double.
But, man, Rotondo, he put the bat to the ball. Just not enough, Darryl. Just so close. So close there in the ninth. You see the look of despair from Bencho. Oh, man, that's the type of loss that drains you a little bit.
It is. That's gut-wrenching.
That's a gut-wrenching loss. You're right.
Yeah, this game.
This game. Well, it wasn't your favorite game if you're a Palm Beach Cardinals fan. But, hey, if you're a part of the Tampa Tarpons crew, high fives everywhere we see. A well-coached game.
Yeah.
You know, you saw a lot of good baseball, really, from both teams. The errors, I think, got to both teams at some point. But ultimately, great pitching by the Tarpons. And they had a rocky start. Remember, their starter only lasted one inning.
Yeah.
Then they had to go pitcher by committee, you know, and everybody really did a standout job there regarding the circumstances. If you look at the pitching, you know, if we were to go over the game really quick, Darryl, might as well just throw in a post game here. But if you look at the pitching, Pestana started the game. He had three strikeouts and only one inning of work. They took him out, I'm assuming because of injury. You know, we didn't really get a word on what happened to Pestana. And then Ocean came in. Ocean Gabonia came in. He only pitched one inning. And then Stewart is really the guy that set the tone for the Tarpons on the mound. Stewart pitched four innings, and in those four innings, Darryl, he got five strikeouts. So, and then obviously Bustamante coming in the ninth and doing what he had to do to close out the game. A really big spot there with runners on first and second. They're either threatening to load the bases on a walk or get a hit to bring them all in. And we saw there at the very end, Rotondo, we thought made good contact, but Aguilar right there. And the Tarpons defense, I think they were a highlight of this Tarpons win, right? We talked about the outfield a lot. You know, Arias had some game-changing catches.
Yeah.
Not catches that are going to be on a highlight reel, but in the booth, we saw those catches being possible because of his speed.
He tracked them down. He was an absolute blooper hound dog. Where, like we mentioned, any other day, any other team, as great as the outfielders are, those would have been hits.
Those are hits.
Absolutely.
And in the booth, from our view, we thought those were in play. We thought those were hits.
Oh, I was ready to celebrate whatever run was about to be driven in.
I couldn't believe it. Just a great job by the outfield all around. Medina in right field, Arias at center, and then Aguilar closing us out and sending us home in left field. But yeah, if I'm going to pick a player of the game, I'm going to say it's just the pitching staff. I mean, think about the adversity they had to overcome. You know, the pitcher comes in to start the game. He's out by the first inning. You know, then you have to throw in two or three guys that can really, really just get some innings in for you. And now your whole plan goes out the window, and you got to figure it out.
Yeah, this well-managed game, Walter, to your credit, you pointed that out. The game was managed well because when you look at the stats, you look at the breakdown, I mean, Tampa leaves more players on base with eight. The Cardinals leave six on, but runners in scoring position with two outs, three for Tampa and one for Palm Beach.
Yeah, that's huge.
You know, usually you're not winning that game.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Yeah, usually you're not winning that game. So hats off to Tampa for hanging in there. They close out this series 4-2. Yeah, winning four out of the six games.
Yep.
So, here we are. Palm Beach goes down a game. It looks like the Hammerheads have their game well in hand. Where are we at here?
It was an interesting week, Daryl. You know, with all the rain, Tampa was able to really get a, you know, have a great doubleheader Friday. They pulled off the sweep. They took both games. You know, obviously that's two there. But yeah, winning the series here and a big win for Tampa. Really a big win. Winning the series against the first place Palm Beach Cardinals.
Yeah. I'm finally found what I was looking for. Yeah, that game is over. The Hammerheads have defeated Bradenton 7-1. Palm Beach goes down to Tampa here. So now they're a game out from each other. And Dunedin, the next series that the Cardinals, the next team that they face in a six-game series is Dunedin, who's seven games out of first. We can't.
Or Daytona.
You're right, Daytona.
It's Daytona,
Tortugas,
right?
It's the Tortugas. Yeah,
okay,
Daytona.
The Tortugas, that's right.
Daytona Tortugas. I got the D's in my head.
Yeah, that's okay. I know what you're talking about.
And the Cardinals cannot afford a 4-2 series with them that close.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right about that.
Unless you just want absolute positive, just absolute fireworks.
I think the day off is going to come in handy for the Cardinals.
Yeah.
You know, start off the week strong.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a couple of things that I think about, Daryl, when I look at this game, you know, as the leaf blower is going on there. But, you know, when I think about this game, Rajkic, remember Rajkic? He came into this game for the Cardinals. He pitched three innings, six strikeouts, and then they took him out. Remember that. And then after they took him out, the Cardinals, they give up two in the fourth. You know, the Tarpons answer back, take advantage of a new pitcher, and they get what? They get two in the fourth. Because Rajkic, I thought, was pitching a phenomenal game. Maybe they wanted to give him a lighter workload for the day or something like that.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, they took him out. Davila comes in. You know, he pitched four innings, gave up one run. But just an all-around wacky type of week. You know, the Cardinals come out of it losing the series. But I think next week, this new week's against the Tortugas, they have a chance to cause some separation, at least between them and Daytona, because you made a good point. If the momentum keeps to follow the Cardinals the wrong way and they have a bad week, it's a whole different situation now in the Florida State League East.
Yeah.
You know, the Tortugas become a part of the conversation.
They're a contender now, but they become a much tighter contender. And then Jupiter continues to pour it on, as they've been doing of late, then But it makes for great baseball, Walter.
It does. I'm excited.
We're going to see some great baseball moving forward as teams try to lock things down.
And I think I said the Hammerheads are in Clearwater. Is that what they're doing? Or maybe Lakeland. I think Lakeland. That was it.
Yeah, the Flying Tigers. Yeah.
Yeah. And the Flying Tigers, they're only a half game in front of the Tarpons, and they're both dead last in the Florida State League West. The Flying Tigers at 18-26 on the season, losing their last two games. They're in front of the Tarpons that are 18-27. So Lakeland hasn't been all that good this season. This is a perfect opportunity for the Hammerheads to really regain first place.
Yeah, you can see a flip happening this week.
This would be that week where something happens, right?
Yeah, you can see a flip.
Now, we were talking about you brought up the Cardinals and Hammerhead series, and I'm pretty sure that series kind of left everything kind of like the same.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I think they won a couple games each, all that. But this is a big week, a big, big week for both teams. The Cardinals have a big test against the Daytona Tortugas. They're a good team. Definitely, their record doesn't reflect not just their potential, but what they bring to the field. But the Tortugas come into Tuesday looking for their 20th win of the season. So that's going to be huge. That's going to be big. And if they have a good week, Darryl, that changes a lot of things, not just for the Hammerheads, but also for the Cardinals. We might have a situation at the end of the week where, man, the Tortugas take that second place spot. You know, that might happen. Right? Because they're five. Yeah, they're like right there.
No, they are definitely there. And stranger things have happened.
And then the Hammerheads are going to Lakeland.
The Hammerheads.
They can win all six.
The Hammerheads are going to Lakeland. But you know, it's one of those things where you end up. Yeah, I don't know. I can see where the series could be tighter. It's a series that you should win. You should definitely win out 4-2, 5-1.
If you're the Hammerheads, you got to go to Lakeland and take care of business.
You have to. But that'll be the series where you're 3-3, or maybe even 2-4.
Yeah.
And you know, if you're not careful. Because, you know, bats get hot, and you, especially at home, you know. So it's next week will be interesting. There's no two ways about it.
No two ways about it. That's right. You're right. And I'll leave you I'll leave you off with this one, Darryl. Juan Benchoa had no hits today.
Yeah.
But did he have a hit?
Yeah, he had two hits, as far as I'm concerned. He had two hits in the same inning.
That's what was missing today from this. That's what was missing today from this Cardinals lineup. Really, just offense. You know, they got their one run at the ninth. You know, trying to get their mojo going like they did yesterday. You know, Rajkic has an early exit. You know, maybe just to give them less pitches for the day, and then things just kind of unraveled for them. Overall, not a good day for the Palm Beach Cardinals, but what a week it was. You know, we capped it with a wild night out. That was the most memorable part of the week. But that's what you get here, folks, at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, the Stars of Tomorrow, great baseball, family, fun, entertainment. And we're going to do it again. That's right. Don't forget, Wednesday, fans in the stands, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. The new week starts off Tuesday, as the Daytona Tortugas come to town. That's right, as they face off against the Palm Beach Cardinals. Palm Beach Cardinals home for another week. Get your tickets at RogerDeanChevroletStadium.com or right outside at the box office. So, Darryl, we're going to wrap our time up here. A beautiful Sunday afternoon. I enjoyed it, even though I joined you a little bit later and we had some technical difficulties. We got through the game.
Yes, sir.
Right? And it's a long season. These type of days happen, and so do the losses, right? The Cardinals, they have another shot at redemption all week long. That's why you watch the game, and we all love baseball. And we got a week where we got County Fair Night coming up, right? Don't forget Saturday, June 3rd, County Fair Night presented by Window Gang in Fairfield by the Marriott. Saturday, June 3rd, gates opening at 5 p.m., first pitch at 6 p.m., inflatables, a petting zoo, carnival games, food and drink specials, prizes, face painting, and so much more. Maybe even funnel cake.
Certainly hope
so. I'm going to put my order in now, yeah, a week ahead of time, so we should be good. Anyway, folks, thank you so much. Daryl, any other final words? Words of wisdom? Any sayonaras?
Funnel cake, and we'll know more. What
will we be able to get you here in the booth Saturday if we have some funnel cake?
If you have funnel cake, yeah, that's how I'll make sure.
We're gonna put our orders in, ladies and gentlemen, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in, Walter and Daryl on the call for today's Sunday afternoon edition of baseball here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. We saw the Tarpons improving to 18-27. Cardinals falling to 26-19. Tarpons 3, Cardinals 1. Live on MILB.com, it's the Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network. And we are out of here. Adios, amigos.